This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jen and Victoria on Friday, the 8th of July, focus on what's happened in Dallas, what's happening in our country, and in just a moment when we get our act together, we'll have a conversation about that. So stand by. This is Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right. I'm flustered. Hi, Jennifer.
It is a tough morning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. We had this conversation last hour and the hour before, and I just kind of want to. I'm going to let you two guys talk about it for a minute. I'm that disheveled by this. And the more I think about it, the more I see the story of Walter Scott and this guy McDonald and Brendan Glenn and Christian Taylor, two or three guys shot by the police this week. Now the police get killed because they're on duty at a rally or a protest in Dallas. I mean, the country's gone nuts. There's a part of me that wants to just check out and leave the program, just go do something else. Honestly, I'm in that place right now. I just want to kind of pack up my bag, let you guys finish the program, because my head is, I have a headache. And I don't know emotionally, I'm worried, concerned, angry. I have all the emotions, sadness. I don't have any happiness. I'm trying to find things that are happy, and if I work at it, I can. But I just don't get I don't understand people's anger. I don't.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm a little nervous as to what's going to happen today in New York City where I am. I mean, I don't know. These things tend to have a domino effect.
We have crap for leadership, and that doesn't do us any good either. And everybody's crying out for somebody. They think Donald Trump is the answer. He's not the answer. Is Hillary Clinton the answer? No. Who's the answer? Aren't you the answer? When you look in the mirror, what do you think of yourself, and what do you think about what's going on, and what do you think about what you can do to fix these problems? What are you doing to fix them, or what are you doing to contribute to them? If you're not doing either, I suppose that's better than doing something that contributes to the problems. But do we even know? Are we contributing to the problems by having the conversation?
Yeah.
If nobody knew what was happening, then would there be a problem?
Well, I think the danger is that we're figuring out is that words have power and words play off of people's emotions. And I think that we have probably been guilty of it. Definitely the news media has been guilty of it. And so often, because there's this narrative, as the talking heads like to say, there's this story of racism in the country that's brewing that is partially right and partially wrong. And because of that, when events like the deaths that happened in the last, you know, few days happen, gasoline gets poured on the fire. You get divided messages from the president. There's nothing to bring people together. And the result is that in my lifetime, I'm in my 30s, this is the most racially divided I've ever felt as an American citizen. And you have a lot of people who don't know how to make change. And they go nuts. They go crazy. They are angry. And all of that gasoline that the news media has dumped on the fire,
yep,
that the 24-hour news cycle has dumped,
yep,
on the fire, that our political leadership has dumped on the fire, causes police officers who are probably, I think we can probably agree, the people that died are not the racist problem police officers that everybody likes to paint
duty.
A picture of.
They're doing,
they're
doing their job.
Earning a living and protecting the public and putting their butts on the line every day, and they go out and they're picked off like, you know, birds on
a shooting gallery.
And the most frustrating thing to me about this is that it was a peaceful protest with police there doing their job protecting them. These are two groups of people who are working together. And there wasn't
It was, if anything,
there.
Almost a perfect scenario of how it's supposed to play out.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to work. And then to see this happen is so extraordinarily frustrating, and it completely ruins any, I mean, this ruins people's chances of working together, because it just divides people, and it's so frustrating.
Well, and the political elite use people's bad luck and misfortune as a place for themselves to advance their own political directive, and that's what is so dangerous. And we, you know, and people like sit there and scratch their head. All these numbnuts in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party sit there and scratch their head and go, "Why is Trump and why did Bernie Sanders do so well? Like, what happened to our guys? Why?" Well, here's what happened to
did
your
you
guys.
Just say
people
that.
Know.
You just said numbnuts, right?
Yes, I did, and that's the. There's no other way to describe it. I mean, I was heartbroken watching this last night, and I'm sick of politicians standing on the graves of dead people who aren't even in the ground yet, creating gun narratives or creating, you know, racist messages or whatever it is. Let's just start working together instead of creating a team sport. All that I feel like has happened in the last few years is that everybody's been pushed into teams. Democrats, Republicans, black and white, police officers, non-police officers. I mean, no one wants to work together anymore. And this is the problem. This is just the beginning, sadly. It's now the revolution that we have created. It's just...
Well, but and once again, I lay this on us, and you can shake your head as much as you want to. If you understand astrology, this next, the last month and a half, 2 months, and then this next month are really, really hot and unpleasant times all around the planet. And I don't know what you do with that information, except you take it and... You think to yourself, okay, again, back to you, back to the individual. What can you do? You could be cool, calm, collected. You don't get angry. The posting that you sent, some of this stuff. What the hell with Brian Williams? I just looked at that.
Yeah.
You were talking about it in the last hour, and I didn't know what you were talking about. What is the matter with him? Or people like that who get into a situation, okay, so he's been attacked as well he ought to be. But, you know, the people who... who have attention. How many followers has he got on Twitter? Anybody know?
He doesn't tweet, so he has an account. Brian Williams, he has an account, but he doesn't use it.
All right, so tell that story, will you, Victoria?
Well, apparently, I didn't watch it,
Jennifer,
but apparently last night he was on the air and he held up the New York Post cover, which is also stupid, and I hate the New York Post for all their divisive and inflammatory
headlines. That contributes to it right there. You hate and divisive and stuff. That kind of talk doesn't fix it, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, it angers me. I really angry.
We're all angry. I get that.
Anyway, he held it up and then apparently made a lot of statements that were completely incorrect. I don't even know exactly what he said, but all of Twitter is really annoyed and wants him fired over it. He was making statements and speculating before any of the facts were in.
Victoria, you kind of put the nail on the head, and this is something that we have to really look at, is that now when we disagree with something, we automatically hate it. And that's something new that's happened, I think, because of the rise of social media. Everybody's much more willing to put out their thoughts because there's a lot of, you know, but there's a lot of anonymity on social media. Yeah. So you can be more like that.
What did you call me that one time
that ticked me off?
I did
that. Yeah, you called me a word that really irritated me, and it's what everybody does on social media. What is it? Come on!
When somebody gets
really mouthy about their opinions, what are they? Oh, I need to go to Webster's. Come on!
I don't remember.
I'm blank on ever saying anything bad about you at all. Oh, man, what was it?
I don't know. Let's take it.
All right, well, we'll think about it. But that's what happens to people now. I think we get into this mode where it's like if they're not one of us, if they're not with us, they're against us.
Yeah, there's plenty of that.
We need to start acknowledging that we can all disagree and that we can all still be cool and friends.
That's why this country, at least to this point, has worked because we can disagree and not be disagreeable.
Anytime I see Black Lives Matter now, that is so dangerous. We need to start with the slogan All Lives Matter because it's time. It's time for us to stop with the walls all the time.
All right, cooling off period now, 17 half of the hour. How about we give everybody some super beats? I wish I had the ability to just give out free super beats. I'd send everybody
a canister
of super beats just as a gesture of goodwill so that everyone's blood pressure would go down because that's what super beats
does.
Maybe
we could all bathe in super beats.
It brings down your blood pressure. You'll be the envy of all the kids in your neighborhood when you call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. Yes, the dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in your body, opens up your arteries so the blood pressure goes down. So that you also have energy because the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. You're feeling better, like you're kind of with it, in a sense. So if you've never had the pleasure of working with Super Beats, call now, get your first order, and get a 30-day supply of regular Black Cherry Super Beats free. Comes when you call 800-655-4183. Yes, yes, yes. Beat the Odds is the book. Explains everything. All you need to know about blood flow and Super Beats and the way that you take a teaspoon of that, put it in a glass, 4-ounce glass of water, drink it, and feel like Kara does when she drinks it, and Jennifer does, and Victoria does, and I do. Get your blood flowing. Keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Call 800-655-4183. Get started on the program right now. Or you can order at DougLikesBeats.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You won't find no resolution in the bottom of a bottle, in the stars or every star. The only answer to the problem is people, loving people.
23 minutes after the hour, Jen Jen's going to be very happy about the announcement made today. Out of terrestrial radio stations have staged all Garth stunts, but this one is permanent. Garth Brooks has his own channel at Sirius XM. Interesting who he gives credit to, Jen Jen, as to those pop stars who are influencing him. Justin Timberlake, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Joan Nichols, Kenny Chesney. So I find that interesting.
Well, I can tell you that there's a lot of similarities. I mean, as far as concert style between Katy Perry and Justin Timberlake, those guys do very high-energy concerts. I just saw Garth over the weekend in Las Vegas.
Nice.
My goodness, can that guy run all over the stage? He plays for a long time. He's amazing. I mean, just jumping and having fun, and I mean, just incredibly energetic performance.
We went to see him last year at Boston Garden, and it was really quite an interesting night to see him. I'd never seen him before, and I wasn't that happy, but I just said to Meredith, okay, you want to go see Garth Brooks?
But you liked it, as I recall.
Yeah, I did like it. Yes, yeah, I thought it was
good. The cool thing is about Garth is, you know, sometimes artists go up and they want to play you all their new stuff or their deep album cuts. Garth goes, no. I'm going to play you every single one of my hits.
The hits.
Yeah, and you're going to sing, and we're going to have fun, and that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So apparently, Jennifer, he's the curator himself, and he's recorded intros so that much of the channel is him. not only his music, but he talks. He has a studio in Nashville in his home. So he's going to do like I do and John Tesh does. We do our programs from our home. So
it's homebrewed radio.
It's homebrew radio, exactly. He has a radio programmer, a pretty smart country programmer, who is putting together the mix of the songs and stuff. I guess I'm thinking about there's a Sinatra channel. There's the Elvis channel. How many other people
Jimmy
have enough?
Buffett has Buffett his own radio. Channel. Yeah.
But is there enough material? He's recorded enough stuff, apparently, because you got to have 700, 800, 900 tunes in order to make a rotation.
Well, he's going to feature other artists, too. I mean, you know, there'll be a lot of other stuff played, I'm sure. I mean, he's talking about doing the new artists that, you know, like Karen Rochelle, who's on tour with them, and then people, like you mentioned, that have influenced him. So it'll be more than just Garth.
Is this
he
a
does
permanent
have a lot
channel?
Of hits.
Yes.
Is it a permanent channel or is it a stunt channel?
No, it's a permanent channel.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and apparently he's in New York tonight and tomorrow night. Concerts
at
Yankee Stadium.
Should go, Victoria. So good.
Yeah.
I would love to see him, actually.
Wait a minute. Like hold on just a second.
She's
wait.
Like,
could she be less enthusiastic?
Well, do you know what? Okay. It could be Jesus jumping off the cross in concert, but during the school nights, I don't do anything. So that was really where my reticence
school
came
night.
From.
Right, but tonight's Friday. You can go tonight.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, that's
you
right. Tonight's Friday. That's right.
Tonight's Friday.
Thank you. I keep thinking it's Thursday.
Now, let's just put the current circumstances. I think I know where he comes from politically. I just wonder how he, because everybody will acknowledge what happened in Dallas, whatever kind of performance there is anywhere, whether it's Broadway, any live show, anybody, any place, is going to have something to say about what happened in Dallas last night. I just wonder, what is he predictable? Will he have a moment? Will he actually have something to say, Jennifer? What is your prediction about him dealing with Dallas?
He'll say something probably, but it'll be very middle of the road. That's what I think.
Yeah, okay. All right, well,
I feel like Garth is one of those guys who likes to kind of get people together.
No,
so I feel
I
like maybe
right.
he'll do something
like
he'll bring everyone together.
Yeah, prayers for
or something uplifting and something that gives a community feel.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's a smart play at any rate. Here we are at 28 minutes after the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the radio.
My buddy's got me feeling like a turtle.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Although it may occur at any time of the year, heat stroke is particularly prevalent as the weather turns warmer, like now. Heat stroke occurs when the environment becomes too hot and too humid for your pet's natural temperature control mechanisms to work. Here's some symptoms I want you to know, so in case you look at your dog or your cat, you can tell. Excessive panting, vomiting, diarrhea, elevated body temperature, hot, dry skin, pale lips, gums collapse, and coma. If you notice those signs, here's some things you need to do right away. Remove the pet from the hot environment to a shady, cool place. Lower your pet's body temperature with cool water. If at all possible, place him in front of a fan to speed up the cooling process and gently massage his legs and his body. And if your pet is conscious, let him drink a little bit of water at a time. But the most important thing to remember, even if it looks like he's feeling better, even if he looks like he's up and at him again, get him to a veterinarian right away to make sure there's no lasting damage. But the most important thing to remember, if it's hot outside, keep your dog at home. That's the safest thing you can do. I'll more next time.
Prognosis Part 2. This is Dr. Seamus on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Prognosis, as in what's going to happen to you because of this illness, is the cornerstone of any treatment plan. If the prognosis is over the top bleak, a patient may refuse therapy that will save them. If the prognosis is too optimistic, this may mean unnecessary treatments and misery for the patient before the inevitable happens, they die. Here's the thing. If you and your family aren't able to hear the reality of the prognosis because maybe you're waiting for a miracle or you think modern medicine must have one more high-tech trick up its sleeve, you have a problem. DCOC advice. A frank discussion with your doctor about prognosis is a must if you're critically ill. This way, you get the treatment that's best for you and your family. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Follow me on my website.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Celebrated his 76th birthday yesterday.
Wow. Wow, really?
Funny, gets clapped around a little. Yeah, he's 4 years, old. 3 or 4 years older than Paul McCartney. But if you see him on stage, you don't think he's any more than 50-something. He's out there dancing around, having a great time. His example is a perfect example, it seems to me, of what happens when you have the right attitude about life. He has not, I'm sure he's had some serious moments in his life, but he sure doesn't show it. He doesn't wear it on his sleeve. What does he want in his life? He wants to have a good time. And I think that his music reflects that. If you see him in performance, it absolutely is nothing but fun. And, you know, he has a great time with himself. He pokes great fun at himself. I think there's something.
My parents have seen him with his All-Star band a couple times. They love him.
I saw him last year. We went to see him with the All-Star band. It was very, very, very good. I've seen him a couple of times in different circumstances. Yeah. The All-Star
band.
Is it
weird that I have a bad taste about Ringo only because what show was he on? Where was it, the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, where he refused to cut the length of his song to fit the time that they had? Do you remember that?
No.
I don't remember that.
That's two things I don't remember.
Gosh, I'm checking out. One more thing and I'm out of here.
All right, let's see if we can find some good news. Group of elementary school students in Queens, members of the Generation On Kids Care Club. Generation On. Is that Generation One or is that supposed to be Generation On?
Generation On.
Okay. The students made a total of 24 capes, which were donated to children at the Detroit Rescue Mission in Michigan. And the Enchanted Makeover nonprofit runs Capes for Kids. Lady who runs it says, it's all about inspiring confidence in youngsters. Quote, one of the boys, when I put the cape on him, instantly his shoulders went back and he said, yep, I'm Batman. See, I would have done Superman. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
superhero?
It's a plane. Super who?
Is that your favorite superhero, Superman?
Superman? Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I watched Superman on TV. And then
like
the other day,
I
said something about
Wonder Woman's awesome.
Lady who, well, I didn't never think of myself as Wonder Woman.
I kind of do sometimes.
Made it inspired by how she looked in that cape or that outfit. But anyway, that was another story. Imagine. All right, here it is. Here's my imagination running wild. Superman dates Wonder Woman.
They'd be a hot couple.
There was an article in Pornography World, don't you think?
Oh, I'm sure, right? There was an article in Cosmo a couple years ago. It set up the different type of man that you are. It's like you can figure out the type of guy you are by who your favorite superhero is.
Really?
And it was really interesting. If Batman's your favorite, you're kind of a loner, and you're not necessarily a great boyfriend. You don't really communicate that well. If you're Superman, you're really giving all of your attention and time to everyone else. You're always helping other people, but it can be frustrating to be in a relationship with Superman. It was really cool. And then Spider-Man, and I forget who the fourth one was. There was a fourth one in there, too. But yeah, it was really interesting on for women who you prefer to date. And I like Batman, so I guess I like the dark guys.
I like Batman, too. He's my favorite.
Yeah, Batman would be my favorite, I think. Superman is just too, he's too much of a goody two-shoes.
Well, so am I. So what is that? Where does that leave us?
Did you say Spider-Man was your favorite?
Spider-Man.
Creepy crawly. Nope.
Nice. Let's see. Other good news here. Private payrolls increased more than expected last month. Small businesses ramping up hiring. Fewer Americans applying for unemployment. The report yesterday underscored the economy's strength. Sports views the U.S. will weather the impact of last month's British referendum. I think these are this. I like it because it sounds good, and I want to feel good. But I think these numbers usually are made up by the government just to make them look good. Private payrolls rose 168,000 last month, hiring 95,000 workers. 172,000 workers. I'm just looking back the last 3 or 4 months. So
I think
anyway.
It's interesting, the Brexit angle. I think, Doug, you had said this as soon as the Brexit happened, the vote happened. I think you had said that really it wasn't going to amount to much in terms of, you know, the market's all bounced back. So
yeah.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere. And there's still a possibility that they're going to vote themselves back in.
Well, the two women who are up for prime minister, one of them is for and the other is against. It'll be very interesting to see who wins in that event. And with that, I share another thought, Jennifer, that I had shared earlier with Victoria and Kara. Is a book I'm reading about women and leadership. and how women who have, people say, well, women make better leaders, but look at what happens when Merkel gets to be, they're all the same, Goldemeyer, Hillary Clinton, they're all the same. Well, that's because they are working with incompetent nincompoop men underneath them. If it were to be that the women could run things and they were supported by other women, I used it as a reference to Dallas. You don't see any women shooting the cops. I didn't see any women with guns on the top of the hill shooting.
Maybe a cooler hand. You know, but I won't think that there's a great victory until, for women, as a woman. When you finally stop saying that women may, you know, that whatever, that'll be when the victory comes. When, you know, we were excited about the first woman president, when we're saying that women can do these things, when we're pointing out the exceptions as women as the exceptions, then when we stop doing that, I'm going to feel like we had a win. Right. Yeah.
That's exactly what Chelsea Handler said about being the first female late night talk show host. She's like, okay, enough with the female stuff. I'm just a late night talk show host.
I just want to be good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. The thing that drives me nuts, and we see it in radio a lot, is that there's always a role for women. I mean, that's what's really different about this show, Doug, and you're one of the few who actually are doing it the right way. You find talented people no matter what their sex. And so often in radio, you've got very little room for women because it's the giggle girl role, or it's this or that. I mean, and that that, to me, is very disheartening. Once we get rid of those roles, those places, then we've got a real victory to celebrate.
I agree. Hear, hear. Jen for president.
Okay. Yeah, you can keep keep that mask. See, no one wants the job. I know.
Nobody wants to be a police person. Nobody wants to be a police officer anymore because of this kind of stuff. Who wants to be a police officer and either get accused or do what these guys did in Minneapolis? Or, you know, do what the shooting of Alton Sterling on Tuesday, the officers responding to a call about a man threatening people with a gun. But you look at the video and you see the officers pounding this guy on the ground and shooting him. I mean, come on. But the point is that we need good people, and I don't know how to overcome all this. We've gotten so sophisticated with our information, or delivery of information, whether it's right or wrong, we still have sort of very sophisticated. I'll bet all of you who have smartphones and you're connected to, let's say, CNN, for example, got some kind of a buzz alert, news alert, shooting in Dallas at 9:32 last night or whatever.
You know, it was really bizarre because I was actually wondering where my alert was, because I have alerts coming in from CNN and from Fox, and I didn't get any alerts. And I went and got a massage last night. I came home, and on the way home, I happened to just have radio on, and I was hearing what was going on. And I'm looking down at my phone, and my phone's not telling me what's going on. And it was really weird how this one was sort of slow, because it went from, you know, just unfolding to then all of a sudden those alerts were coming non stop. It was like one right after the other, but it took an hour or two for the alerts to come in, which was strange.
I didn't have any alerts on my phone either. I woke up this morning and just went right to Twitter, which is my normal morning routine to see what's trending and what's going on in the world, and it was all there, but it was so bizarre. I didn't get any alerts. I don't know if people were trying, if news media made a decision to not send out alerts until the story had really developed. I'm not sure what the reason was.
All right. Brian Williams missed the boat on that one.
Yeah. Brian Williams and Mr. Boat would seem the last couple of years of his life.
A helicopter instead.
That's the television report up next. What's on TV tonight? And where's the best coverage of all of this hula that's on our minds at the moment? We'll check that out in a moment. This is Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Summertime is here and Allstate is out with its annual Best Drivers Report and an important warning for the summer travel season. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, July 4th continues to be the deadliest day on the road, with both July and August having a high number of crash deaths. Glenn Shapiro, Executive Vice President of Claims at Allstate.
Roadway fatalities are at their highest point in nearly a decade. Our Best Drivers Report looks at collision trends from across the country with a goal of raising the public discussion on safe driving.
So when it comes to best drivers, who takes the top spot among the largest 200 cities in America?
This year, for the first time, Brownsville, Texas is the safest driving city in America. And they were followed by Kansas City, Kansas and Madison, Wisconsin. Allstate wants to congratulate all of these safe driving cities and encourage everybody to drive safely, which means keep a safe distance between you and the car ahead of you. Avoid distractions in your vehicle, and of course, never drink and drive.
To find out how your city ranks, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
One more reason proving that I'm the smartest person in the room. I have Jennifer and Victoria on with me. You see, that's how you can tell I'm the smartest person in the room. 46 and change after the hour. Jen proved that I am correct by going through some of the exciting things, the opportunities people have tonight and over the weekend to waste their time
in front of the boob tube.
Right, exactly. And I guess I did preface it by saying, where's the best coverage? But then I thought to myself, that word best might be, we can yank that out of there, because there is no good coverage of this. There really isn't. There's no solution. It's just noise. That's all it is. It's noise. Noise and pictures with noise. Where is there anybody offering a solution to the problem? There isn't. And we don't have leadership that offers a solution to the problem, so we still have the problem. So I was going to say we ought to try to find some place where you can get the straight story, but I don't have
I'm
any faith.
I'm guessing that this was probably not by design, but guess what's on TV tonight, Dougie?
Mm-mm.
In the same vein. A cops marathon on Spike.
Ah,
oh, boy.
There you go.
I know. I think the timing on that a little bit
they might want
crazy
to change it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but Spike's
Marriage Boot Camp's back tonight, right?
Marriage Boot Camp is back.
We can
also
escape our realities.
If you do want another escape and you're into watching people find love, Patty Stanger is heading back to WeTV tonight. Million Dollar Matchmaker starts up again. This was a show that was on for several seasons and then just went away. Well, now she's back. She's a matchmaker.
So what really happens on that show? I interviewed her once. I never understood anything other than her ego. That's all I got out of the conversation.
Well, matchmaking is a little different than online dating. She meets these people in person and then she figures out who would make a good match together. This particular series features two
why does
wealthy
it have to
clients.
Be Indian? Why does it have to be made? Does she do that? Is it just
that's
that?
Because she goes after the rich ones so that she can get a higher commission.
Yeah, her clients are all in the millionaires.
Oh, she's a matchmaker herself? Like
yeah,
she does
yeah.
that for a living?
She's the matchmaker, yeah. Right.
Okay.
So each episode features two wealthy clients. They check into a luxury property in San Diego, Harrah's actually, where they embark on their love lesson. She tells them how to overcome their challenges, things that have been holding them back in relationships, and then she matches them up together. So, yeah, it looks I've
well,
seen
only
some
two
of the
people,
previous.
Or how many people does she interview? Is
each
it one
episode,
man and one woman?
So that's a different format then than when she was on Bravo.
Yeah, a little bit different, yeah.
Oh,
each episode has got two clients, so they're going to have two clients with two matches, so there'll be two couples to watch out for.
How is this any different than The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
Less to deal with. The
well,
Bachelor's got
themselves,
like... Yeah, and
right?
It's like 25 people. It's a lot going on. I don't know. Now, also, if the Olympics is more your thing, and, you know, it's not mine, but, hey, it's a lot of people. The Olympic trials begin on NBC. Get ready for a few weeks of just...
Mm-hmm.
Women's gymnastics, track and field. You can watch all of these qualifying matchups if that's your thing. And if it's not... Go for the sneak peek at Duck Dynasty on A&E at 7 o'clock tonight.
Where is the review of what's on RFD TV tonight? They got tractor pulls, baling.
Probably a tractor pull, right?
Yeah.
On what TV?
RFD,
baby.
TV.
I don't know. Yeah,
the New Yorker never heard of it.
Really fun days.
At 10 before the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Travel time now on our Friday get together, and in that position to help us with travel is Pauline Fromer from the Fromers.com website. Fromer's travel guides are something that is absolutely positively mandatory when you're making travel plans this summer. We're going to talk about some the usual stories about where the travel bargains are, maybe an app or two, and my experience getting a known traveler number. That's up next here.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy, refi, power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
55 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com. So I'm going tomorrow to Los Angeles, and I just got my boarding pass. And I was at the beginning. It says when you're entering in all the information, Pauline, your known traveler number. And I don't have mine yet, even though I got in line and decided I would get it because I haven't been getting TSA PreCheck. Most of the time I was getting it before, and then it seemed to stop. And so as I got my boarding pass, I noticed, Tom, that I don't have a known traveler number, but I still get TSA PreCheck, which is the first time I've gotten it without being in that group for a long, long time. So you just scratch your head and wonder, is there any rhyme or reason to this on either side? But you know as well as I do, lots and lots of people are opting to pay the tax. That's what I refer to. I think it's an $85 tax. And this whole thing has been contrived by the TSA or the government to get more money out of us. What do you say to that?
Well, they've had problems. Unfortunately, they need to get the money out of us because Congress hasn't been giving it to them. And a lot of people wanted safer security at airports, so they're between a rock and a hard place, to my mind.
But do we have? I think you and I have talked about this, and I don't want to make it a big debate. It's travel theater. It isn't that we really.
I disagree. I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I mean, look at the facts. There have been no major attacks launched from an airport in the United States. Mm-hmm. Is that just a coincidence? You may think so. I don't.
Yeah. I see all of those bags that get through.
Happening in other things.
When you go,
yeah,
when you
I know
see
that
all
they,
the bags
that
get through with the guns
system.
And knives and all that other stuff, I just think.
It's not a perfect system. Obviously not. I mean, they've been underfunded by Congress since the very beginning. But what do you want? Do you want no system? Do you want privatized? Privatization hasn't worked in many areas. I don't think it would help here. I'd rather have people there trying to check bags and trying to keep me safe than not.
Well, I would like that too. I don't think we have an argument. I just like to have the people that are working there well-trained and efficient. I don't see that. I see lots of people standing around talking to each other and not efficiently working the lines. I know my own experience.
That's why you need to talk to your congressperson and say, we need to pay these people a good amount of money so that we can get better people. Right now, we're losing 100 TSA agents per week. It's such a lousy job because people treat them like the enemy, and they're being badly paid. The 100 per week are quitting. So how do we keep a good trained force in place when you have that kind of attrition? It's impossible.
I think you may you've hit upon something very good, very well put. Management. We don't have good management. Most government agencies are not well run for whatever the reason. We don't seem to find people.
The reason is lack of money. Yeah. You cannot have a well-trained force if you don't pay them well.
I think that management,
it's easy to underfund something and then say government doesn't work because it's not working. It's not working because it's underfunded.
All right. You and I can agree to disagree. It's okay. We're all friends. All right, Pauline, thank you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.